carried bricks and other heavy things in.
What
two handles here.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. What do you sharpen a scythe on?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to.
Yeah, what?
I don't even know how you say it.
Yeah, sharpen a.
You put an edge on a knife.
Yeah, wet rock.
Okay. What about the kind that turns around?
Yes.
And it's as sharp as
yeah, you crank it, or you know, electric motor turn.
Crap! Dad's got one over the house.
Granite rock.
Sharp Max is with. Really, what it's for? Mm-hmm. Sharp Max and the hole and all that. What in the devil do you call that thing?
I'm gonna change it back. Good.
It's a stone. Granite stone. Granite rock.
Okay.
You gotta get it a minute.
Okay. Getting back to sort of some city things.
Oh, we're gonna change back good. You're wearing me out on that.
Okay.
I never had so much fun.
Sarcasm. Okay. What are some different kinds of. Well, I know. First of all, what would you call the thing that you drive?
Drive.
Mm-hmm.
My automobile.
Okay.
Or my truck.
Okay.
I got a truck I drive.
Oh, I see. What are some different kinds of these things? Automobiles and trucks?
Different kinds? Or makes? Or you
talking? No, not makes. I just want to find out about different kinds of them.
Cars?
For instance, what do you have in the fire station?
We got a fire truck.
Okay.
We got a fire pumper or a fire engine.
Okay.
We got buses.
Okay.
What you talking about?
Yeah.
Buses. We got van trucks.
Mm-hmm.
In a truck, that's still coming.
What would you call a van truck? I mean, what does that look like?
Like an ambulance out there in the back.
With the closed
in? Closed
in,
yeah.
Okay.
Open bed truck. Yeah.
How about a small cars with two bucket seats?
Sports car.
Okay. Let's see, you remember about the old kinds, the 1930s and 40s, that had outside seats on the back?
Rumble seat.
Okay.
I certainly do. I had one.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
I was just a kid myself.
Yeah.
Plymouth. With a rumble seat.
What kind was it?
Plymouth. 35 Plymouth with a rumble seat.
Oh, I see. How about a car that has only, you have to get into the back seat, you have to go in the front door. What would you call that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Two-door sedan.
Okay. And how about one that you don't have to do that?
Four-door sedan.
Okay. what would you call a large, sort of pretentious car? A large,
limousine?
Now, how about, would you call a limousine just a car that was really big?
Big car. A Cadillac. That's not a limousine.
Do you have a special name for those? You know, if you saw somebody driving by in a really huge Cadillac, what would you say that is? He's got a... Besides Cadillac.
Yeah. Look at that cat in that limousine, I guess.
Look at that what?
Cat in that limousine.
Cat in that limousine? I see.
No, I really know what they call it. Big car. Really, I know limousine seats more people. They got seats in the front,
Yeah.
Back and the fold-down seats and stuff. That's limousine. Funeral homes use them. More family cars.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's about all.
Okay.
But I don't know what I'd call them.
How about the car that, say, you were going from the airport into the city?
Yeah.
Do you have a name for those?
They would be limousines, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
More to, yeah. They're run by the cab company and stuff like that. I don't know what they call them.
Okay.
What do they call them? That's not what they call them, though. I don't know what they call them in cars. They call people, they call them but little small buses, I guess. I don't know. They're not called buses either. Not really. I call a bus.
You can't think of anything. How about airport limousine? Would you ever say that?
Yeah, I guess so. Airport limousine. Probably.
Call
I don't know. I've never ridden one, but I don't know.
What about a